Today on Rainbow Country, Pride in Business. Stay tuned for Gay Talk Radio Toronto Style right here on Rainbow Country.
Hi, this is Emily Saliers from Indigo Girls, and you're listening to Rainbow Country on CIUT 89.5 FM.
Rainbow Country may use words or phrases not suitable for all audiences. No matter who you are.
Hi, this is Carol Pope.
No matter what you do.
This is City Councilor Kristen Wong Tam.
We all have a story to tell. And it starts right here on this gay radio show. We lift our voices, share our stories, and we'll raise our pride. I'm Mark Tara. Join me on this continuing journey through Rainbow Country. As I like to call it, a little gay radio show that helps give voice to the LGBT community. As always, I am your tour guide through Rainbow Country. I'm Mark Tara. Get social, get interactive on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. Honestly, it's the best way to keep up to date with all things Rainbow Country. Who's coming up in a particular show, in a particular month, that sort of thing. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. The podcast for Rainbow Country is on iTunes, Podomatic.com, Google Play Music, and Spotify. It's all about choices. Don't forget, everything is hooked up at my website, including the archives. MarkTara.com. MarkTara.com. So this is episode 103. On this episode, I'm spotlighting Pride in Business. So, this journey through Rainbow Country begins right now.
Hi, I'm Mayor John Tory, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Yeah.
So I am joined by a panel of individuals who represent different organizations that are taking part in the first annual Pride in Business. Joining me in studio, he is the Marketing and Community Relations Manager for Pride Toronto, Danny Papadatos.
You got it.
Did I say your last name right?
You nailed it. Yeah, for sure.
Yay me.
Yay you.
Danny, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Also from Pride Toronto, he is the production manager, Nick Murphy. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I have two members representing two Chamber of Commerce from the Ontario Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. Sadisha. I'm going to let you say your last name.
Sadisha Mbukhavita.
Right,
it's
on.
A mouthful, I know.
Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Also, Katie Mead from the Canadian Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. Katie, welcome.
Thank you.
So he is the president of Inspired Media, Inc. He's the founder of the Inspire Awards. He's also the host of the LGBTQ talk show On the Couch, Antoine El Hashem. Welcome.
Hey, Mark.
How are you?
I'm great, sir. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Also joining us remotely, Jonathan Walsh. He is the marketing manager for Berkeley Events. Jonathan, welcome.
Thank you, Mark. I'm very excited to be here at CIUT.
So, Pride in Business. It's happening Thursday, June 21st, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Berkeley Bicycle Club, 504 Jarvis Street. Jarvis and Wellesley, just north of Wellesley. Pride in Business, this is the first annual forum and trade show bringing LGBTQ-friendly businesses, professionals, entrepreneurs, consumers, and of course the LGBTQ community to network, to learn, and to exchange ideas with experts. And of course, to celebrate all things Pride in our community. Tickets are $5 and it is a donation in support of Casey House. And by the way, Casey House is Pride Toronto's 2018 honored group.
Yay! Yay.
So Antoine El Hashem,
yeah.
You created this event, Pride in Business, correct?
It stemmed out of something that we've done in the last couple of years. We wanted to create a reception for professionals in the city to come together and toast Pride. So Ontario Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce, Canadian Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce, Berkeley Events, and for the last 2 years, Toronto Region Board of Trade and Inspired Media came together to create Pride Business Cocktail Reception, which was just a 6-9 reception. We were an affiliate event of Pride Toronto. We had some of Pride Toronto members join us at the event, and this year we chatted with Pride, and they... I hope they like the idea. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here at the table. But they like the idea. And in December, we met all of us together and thought, you know what? Let's start meeting. We've been meeting every Monday for the last 4 or 5 months to plan this thing together. So, yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Okay, so Antoine, what can someone expect if they come to or when they come to Pride in Business on June 21st? What can they expect?
Oh, for businesses, we're hoping that they will arrive at 11 o'clock in the morning, grab their coffee, pick a couple of panels maybe. There's different topics to learn from. We're going to have ongoing facilitated networkings in smaller rooms going on all day long with the moderator. So as a business, maybe you'll leave meeting 30, 40 new businesses or contacts that you can talk to. Consumers, the same thing. They might have interest in some business topics. They may be thinking of a business idea that they want to start. That's a good day to talk to some experts and other people in the industry. We're going to have a couple of brainstorming sessions. We're also going to have a marketplace for community organizations. We're going to have 12 community organizations there in a little community marketplace to tell the community about what services they offer, how can you support them, how can you maybe get involved, volunteer, etc. And from 2:30 to 6 o'clock, we're going to have a trade show, a marketplace with tables and booths and LGBTQ-friendly businesses showing consumers and other community members, what services and products they offer. And then we're going to have a Pride business card. We are doing that event in the evening for professionals. So we're maintaining that tradition as well.
Right. Well done. Well done. Well done. All of you.
All of us. Yay.
All of you.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work.
So let's go around the table to find out why these organizations wanted to be part of Pride in Business. And Danny, let's start with yourself. Why did Pride Toronto want to become part of Pride in Business? Talk to me about that.
Well, I think one of the biggest things, you know, I think Nick can talk more about the business aspect of why we wanted to get involved from a business perspective. Mm-hmm. And for me, where we align, I guess, when it comes to community is, you know, Pride, the festival itself and the community itself and what we do in the community and other aspects is what helps foster this feeling and helps create a platform for these businesses to be able to showcase and feel comfortable doing it in a way where they are being able to show up as their true and authentic selves and be proud of what they're doing and what they showcase their life, their life's work. And I think that's where we, you know, I mean, that's what we do. That's what we do for a living at Pride Toronto is we try and just nurture that feeling and whether it is whatever outlet, I guess, that you choose to let that out in. And I think that's really important to showcase a queer business. And I think it's really important for us to sponsor and support that as well.
So, Nick, did you want to weigh in on the importance of Pride Toronto being part of and recognizing the business aspect of Pride?
What got you thinking of my crazy idea? Yes.
Yeah, for sure. So one of the areas that I work on in Pride is development with local businesses and to bring them on as local business partners. And one of the things that I've heard over the last year and a half working with Pride is that a lot of these businesses that come on kind of feel a little bit of a disconnect between each other and why they're with Pride. And so I thought this would be a great opportunity for more collaboration because we've really been trying to really trying to push collaboration with all of the folks that we work with Pride. So we really want people, we really want the businesses to kind of figure out how they can work more closely together, not just with Pride, but also with each other throughout the year outside of Pride Month, but also how other folks in Pride, like our higher up sponsors or some of the community members that we work with and how they can be more tied into that as well. So we've tried to create a lot more of those environments over the last year between all of those segments that we work with. And so I thought this would be something great where we can tie that all in together through one event. And so that was one of the main reasons that I that was so attractive of this event to me.
Well said. Sadisha, why did the Ontario Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce, why did they want to become part of Pride in Business? Talk to me about that.
So as Antoine said, we've had a lot of history with these events in the past. And when Antoine talked about expanding and creating a Pride at Business event this year, we felt that actually it was a great opportunity for us and our membership base as well, because our goal is also to foster bridges between within businesses, within the communities. And as our organization is now going through a rebirth of sort, it was an excellent partnership to help reintegrate us with the business community.
And Katie Mead, why did the Canadian Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce want to be part and get involved with Pride in Business?
Well, I mean, the CGLCC does a lot of things, but first and foremost, we're an economic body and we're really committed to supporting the community. So one of the things that we like to do is really focus increasingly on sort of the networking opportunities. So we want to be able to give our suppliers the opportunity to meet like-minded people. A lot of it as well is being able to talk to the right people about CGLCC and what some of the economic and business opportunities are. And just to sort of get our name out or continue to get our name out and also support all of the other organizations who've come together for this event.
Mm. And Jonathan Walsh, why did Berkeley want to become part of Pride in Business?
Well, you know, Berkeley has been a big supporter of Pride and the community. And since we have a venue very close to the community, really a way to connect with business owners within here and to give back a little bit to the community. We have a venue that really everybody loves to come to. It's very appealing. And it doesn't get a lot of traffic, doesn't get a lot of people knowing about it. So we felt this was a great way to showcase a great space that's very close to the community.
Antoine, you wanted to say something?
I just wanted to add, you know what? The, commerce is the backbone of our metropolis city. We are in Toronto. And LGBTQ-friendly businesses and LGBT-friendly and LGBTQ businesses should be very proud of being part of this community. Mm-hmm. Toronto Region's Board of Trade is still on board as a supporter, though they're going to be inviting all the businesses in the city who would like to talk to our community to join at this event. So I think it's a very, very important event for the city and Pride and our celebration of Pride mm-hmm. in general. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go around the table again, and let's talk about your specific organizations and basically what they do. And Katie Mead, let's start with yourself. What exactly does the Canadian Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce, what does that organization do?
Well, we do a number of things, but one of the main sort of tenets of our organization, sort of our mandate, I guess, started with the Supplier Diversity Program. So that still is one of the main foci, of what we... Sorry, I had to say it. But anyway, of what we do. So we are one of a few certifying bodies in Canada. So we certify businesses that are owned and managed by 51% owned, people who identify as being part of the LGBTQ community. So we are there to support them through their business development, but also once our suppliers are certified with us, we are then able to hook them up, so to speak, with our corporate partners. And we've got, I think, about 16 corporate partners at this point. And so the whole purpose of the Supplier Diversity Program, as it is at CGLCC, is to give traditionally underrepresented individuals and businesses the opportunity to sort of come to the table. So that's what we do. We also do a number of other things, networking, educational events. We've started a new thought leadership series, which is very exciting. And we also have a youth mentorship program. So hoping that we can sort of hook into our youth and bring them to the table for the Pride and Business event as well. But that's us in a nutshell.
Didn't I also hear that you guys are doing a big trip down to the States for the first
time? Yes, a trade mission to the United States for the first time is happening. Right. So we, CGLCC, are the Canadian sort of version, so to speak, of the NGLCC, which is the American counterpart. And we've always worked quite closely together. So they will come to our summit, which is coming up the beginning of June 4th and 5th, our Global Business Summit. And then we go down to wherever it is. This year it's in Philadelphia, the NGLCC Global Summit. But trade mission for the first time. So it's very exciting. We're taking at least, I think, about 6 of our suppliers at this point.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. We're very excited about that.
On the road.
Mm-hmm.
So, they do great work.
Sadisha, the Ontario Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. Okay, first of all, how is it different to the Canadian version? Like, what's the difference?
So we, I think that's actually a good question that a lot of people ask. And even amongst ourselves, we've questioned it. And I think the best way I can describe it is it's a partnership. The CGLCC represents Canada on a national level, whereas the intent of the OGLCC is to hone in a bit more in the Ontario region and work with the businesses and communities within the Ontario region.
Mm-hmm. The one distinction as well is that the CGLCC certifies, but the OGLCC does not.
Exactly.
So we end up working. So we work with our corporate partners. You guys are more sort of an internal network together,
that
right?
That is correct, yes.
But as Sadisha said, we definitely work in tandem with one another.
And oftentimes... the CGLCC has resources at their disposal that the smaller chambers do not have.
And, that's right.
It's something, and I think we want to work to continue on that, is to build that partnership so that CGLCC can be the umbrella organization and the regional groups
chambers
fit under them and work in partnership to bring some of the programs that are there to their local regions.
So sort of broaden the scope.
Exactly.
Would you say?
Yeah,
I love this.
Absolutely.
Wow. So Nick Murphy, you are the production manager for Pride Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Pride does nothing.
It's all Nick.
Can we edit that out?
It's been a day. Pride does everything.
So what exactly is your particular role at Pride Toronto?
So my particular role is actually a bit all over the place, to be honest. I started off a year ago working on event logistics for some of our special events in June. So a few years back, we kind of shifted to having Pride Month and introducing events prior to festival weekend. And so that was my main focus, was focusing on the logistics and curation of those events. And over the year, I've kind of grown into making it more of partnership focused as well. So I focus on developing those local business partnerships, working on liquor licenses for all of our business partners in the village who want extensions on festival weekend. I focus on our community cultural partners such as the Arts Gallery of Ontario or Royal Ontario Museum, who host their own events like Color Rome Proud or the AGO First Thursday. So I bring those kind of community partners on as well. And then, as I mentioned, the special events such as our Cabana Pool Party and New Island Party that we're introducing this year. So those are the main things that I focus on at Pride in my role.
And Danny, you are also with Pride Toronto, and you're the marketing and community relations manager.
So my role's changed a little bit. So I've actually only been with Pride Toronto for about a month and a half now. I actually used to run the festival as a co-chair in Saskatoon for the last 5 years. And I came out here, and now my role is a little bit more of a community engagement. I do deal with marketing. I am working on, we are launching a large campaign with the Ministry of Justice and 15 of our nonprofit organizations that were part of the decision making to request the police to be removed from the parade, where we are shining a light on unsafe spaces by people being brave enough to tell their when they felt unsafe and tell their stories and shine a little bit more life and have people be a little bit more cognizant. So I've been working on things like that, from marketing to a little bit of communications to a little bit of everything, and it's been wonderful.
Antoine Alhasham, Inspired Media Inc. Talk to me about Inspired.
Do you have 3 hours?
No.
Highlights.
What do you want?
But talk to me about Inspired Media Inc. Okay. What is this organization? What do you guys do?
Okay. I've been in media for 30 years. 13 years ago, I went and started Inspired Media. Took on the Pink Pages from the ex-publisher. That's how we got rolling. The Pink Pages directory has been around for 29 years. We publish it. It is the oldest currently print publication in all of Canada remaining. And then we launched Pink Play Mags, the Buzz magazine, two different publications for the community. And a few years ago, we launched On the Couch, the talk show. Other than that, we do networking events, and we try to work with our partners in the community to further commerce and business interest and connecting the community with suppliers and businesses is the way I see what we do. So it is media. We do a lot of things in terms of coverage and interviews and all that sort of stuff. But we have a soft spot for businesses and creating that kind of coming together.
Of course, I would say.
Yeah.
And Jonathan Walsh, marketing manager for Berkeley Events. Talk to me about Berkeley Events and what happens there at that organization.
So Berkeley Events is, I guess you could say, we're in the love business, we're in the fun business. We are here to provide a space where people can come together and celebrate whatever is important to them in their lives, be it from a wedding to a corporate party, a holiday party. So really, we operate 5 venues in downtown Toronto. The Berkeley Church, the Fieldhouse, La Maquette, Berkeley Bicycle Club, and Airship 37. So they're all unique, sort of high-spirited venues in the city. And, we love to see people come together and have a great time at our places. So Berkeley Bicycle Club is at 504 Jarvis. So it's really just on the outskirts of the village itself. And having Pride in Business here is great for us to help get back to the community and to the business owners in the community. It's an old, historic Gooderman Mansion home. It can have has a fantastic patio on the outside, really beautiful space. Really, it can accommodate smaller numbers. We can do offsite business meetings, so you could have a small meeting of 30 people, or you could throw a big party wedding and show for 135 to 150 people on our patio. So great little spot, and really ideal for Pride in Business to have something so close to the village itself. And it's great for us to be able to partner with them on that.
Well said, everyone. On that note, let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
We'll be right back.
I'm Susan Gapka, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
So I understand that there's a youth aspect to Pride in Business. Antoine, talk to me about this.
One of the things that we wanted to do with this is have at least one brainstorming session part of the day where anybody who may be listening to this, you may want to go to prideinbusiness.lgbt and look at the youth brainstorming session. If you are a youth and you've got an idea for a business, you'd like to talk about it, there's going to be business experts in the room who are going to facilitate basically talking to them, getting ideas, also brainstorming with other youth who have business ideas that they'd like mm-hmm. to launch. Maybe they want some advice. They want to talk with their colleagues about some ideas that they have. That's the purpose of it. So. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Katie, did you want to weigh in on that?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that's really in alignment. I mean, obviously, we talked about this when we decided to incorporate the youth sort of initiative into Pride at Business, but that's one of the things that we're really focusing on at CGLCC as well as our youth mentorship program. So sort of like what Antoine has mentioned, what we do is we find youth entrepreneurs and we connect them up with mentors, vice versa. So it's a really wonderful opportunity both ways, right? So an opportunity for people to learn about business and how to move forward, and then also an opportunity for other more established business owners to sort of give back to their community mm-hmm. and really get some youth excited. And it's interesting to note that we consider youth to be up to 39.
Yeah.
So
their youth are older than our youth.
Yeah. Our youth are older. So if you're a youth up to 39, check out cglcc.ca and check out our mentorship program.
So you can
program.
Get yourself a mentor for,
you can,
for free?
You can, yep.
You
check
need
it
that.
Out.
If you're starting a business and you get yourself a coach or a mentor.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some of the people who are going to be at that brainstorming at Pride in Business, it'll flow into other connections that mm-hmm. will help them build their business into the future. That you don't know who you're going to meet that day until you come to that day.
I know. Yeah. You can walk away with a husband or a wife.
It's a networking event. It's not.
Well, that's networking.
Not
that is still networking.
That's networking.
That's networking.
Honey, please.
Get yourself a rich husband. You don't need a business.
As I add it to my calendar immediately.
Pride in Business, where you might find the love of your life. I like it.
Brought to you by Tinder.
So let's lighten the mood.
Yes.
Just a little bit. Let's talk about Pride and Danny Papadatos.
Mm-hmm.
What can we expect from Pride Toronto in 2018?
You know, there's a lot of really great additions and then a lot of great events that you have already come to know. Mm-hmm. We have brought in some amazing entertainment that will keep you dancing all night long, keep you entertained, keep you engaged. A lot of fun new additions, things like our Loblaws Canteen stage, where you'll see everything from like food demos to DJs to drag queens right there in the Loblaws, which I'm really, really excited about because I love grocery shopping.
Nice.
And then we have some phenomenal headliners. Like, I'm not sure if you've heard, but Kalani is actually going to be hitting our stage, as well as Brandy, mm-hmm. Which I'm really, really excited about. And then, we're bringing some really, really fun new performers. But I think that there is actually the Wellness Zone, I think, is really a really fantastic new addition this year. Sorry, Mark, I called you Nick by accident because I was looking at Nick. Sorry, my apologies. We've extended 14 blocks and we've added these new stages and we've added these new programs, and then we have these new things like this Wellness Zone and the Gay Men's Health Zone. And the Wellness Zone is actually brought to you by Tweed and Canopy Growth, and they'll be talking. It'll be
all sober area where you can actually go and just engage and have an educational sit down and relax and take a load off. We have our brand new Pride app that you might have seen or have downloaded already. And on that app, you'll actually be able to essentially have Pride at your fingertips. You can create your own Pride lineup. You can actually listen to a playlist that's been curated by some of our DJs. You can pick your favorite events, share them on your Facebook so your friends can see right from there. Your entire timeline is on there. You can actually buy your tickets right through the app. That'll take you to our website. You can check out all of our business partners on there, find out where they're located in case you're just visiting town and looking for a place to eat or shop. So there's lots of great ways to get engaged this year, and we couldn't be more excited about this year's festival.
So Danny,
yeah.
There's one particular addition that I think is kind of exciting, the fact that on Church Street, it's going to be closed off till Dundas and Church.
100%.
That's exciting.
It is really exciting. And we've added everything from new activations, been able to bring in more vendors than ever. I mean, this year, with the amount of people that are getting involved, and we can see the hype around Pride already this year, just from the parade numbers that have come in, plus our vendor booths that have come in, plus all of the new sponsors. I think there's 15 new sponsors on top of the 27 existing sponsors that have already come on. So we are looking at a great big festival where we can all enjoy and celebrate and creating a safe and authentic space that people just want to come and celebrate love. And I'm really, really excited about it.
So usually around this time of year, I like to ask people a specific question. And the question's pretty simple and pretty basic. And it's just simply this. What does Pride mean to you? And Antoine, I'll start with yourself. What does Pride mean to you?
Pride has been integrated in my spirit and life since I arrived in Toronto.
And when did you arrive in Toronto?
89. I think I left Wellesley Subway that year, and it was my first foray downtown to go to Pride. I saw a couple of stands with our community publications. I walked to the street and I saw a booth. I was still coming out and dealing with that, with family. And there was a booth for two organizations that are warm with me, are Pride Toronto and PFLAG Canada. Mm. So Pride was this exposure to people on the street hugging each other and wishing each other happy Pride. And I thought there was nothing that felt like this. Mm. And then I walked to PFLAG booth and they were giving free hugs, PFLAG moms. So I was like, you know what? I really need a hug from a mom. And I got this warm hug from a lady that looked like a church lady with pearls. And since then, I mean, I've always came down to celebrate Pride because it's our community. It's our day to be proud. And we should be proud 365 days of the year, but that's a day to be together.
Katie, what does Pride mean to you?
It has meant different things, I think, to me over the years. So I also didn't grow up in Toronto. I grew up in a weird little small town out west, and it just didn't really come up, right? And so then I moved to Toronto, and my first experience of Pride was the most amazing experience of inclusion and love, and just it was amazing. And so then you fast forward many more years than I'm going to tell you, and I have a 12-year-old son who goes to school in Cabbage Town, and for the past few years he and his classmates have organized their own Pride celebration. Oh, right. And so the juxtaposition between what's totally amazing for them and what I did not experience when I was their age is fantastic, and it just goes to show, I think, the importance of something like Pride and the ongoing importance of Pride. So, yeah.
Sadisha, what does Pride mean to you?
I think I'm going to echo what's been said previously, but especially for me as a person of color, coming here and seeing the acceptance, the love, and all that positive energy in that community, it gives you a sense of comfort and a reassurance. Some things that you may not necessarily get, especially if you're not lucky enough to be in a welcoming country like Canada. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, also being able to share this experience, not just with the people within the community, but with everyone, whether you're gay, lesbian, straight, bi, whatever it is, everyone's welcome, everyone's there, and everyone's there having a good time, and that's what society should be, inclusive, accepting, and open. And to see families, especially my friends now who have kids, they're bringing them there and seeing that level of exposure mm-hmm. and acceptance is amazing. And I think that's what Pride does. Mm-hmm. Opens that up to a larger audience and builds on that acceptance.
Well said.
Danny and Nick, your job is important.
I know, right?
So, Danny, what does Pride mean to you?
It means a lot of things. I mean, I grew up a young, chubby Greek Orthodox gay boy in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. My first Pride parade that I went to had approximately 60 people at it. And I had to do drag to go so that my family wouldn't, that nobody would recognize me in the city. Wow. And my first Pride event was four drag queens at a pool hall and a couple people coming to play pool with us. And so, and I never really understood what it meant to be around people that understand. People that understand you, understand how you feel. Yeah, and I think, you know, as I grew up within the community and began finding my voice and finding my way, I still didn't really know until I could come to terms with actually letting go of the idea that what people thought of me mattered. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I was able to enter a space where I could feel like my true and authentic self. And I'll never forget my first time. It was actually, I got to go to my first ever Vancouver Pride when I just left home and I just finished on the road. And I went to my first Vancouver Pride and I stepped on that street. And that feeling that I was overcome, that I was just, I was at home. I was around my people. I was around... It was my Queer as Folk moment where it was just, you know, the confetti was in the air and people like me were kissing people like me. And that's, I think, the feeling that I know as an organizer of Pride of the last however many years in whatever city I end up in. I think that for me is the feeling that I take to everything I do. And I think that's why, you know, we work so hard and we put in so many extra hours is because we care so much because we believe that every single person is deserving of that feeling. Mm-hmm. And it's our job to gay it forward so that these youth and these kids and these families and the people who just still don't quite get it are able to still look at us with respect.
And Nick, what does Pride mean to you?
Pride means fun. It means safe spaces. It means history making. It means diversity. And I remember feeling all of these things the first time that I came to Pride. And what I think is so amazing about Pride itself is that I kind of discover something new about myself every year. And that's what's so wonderful is you kind of learn with it as Pride kind of changes and it grows. And I think what's so wonderful about working with such a wonderful team of diverse backgrounds is that you kind of see what Pride means to all of them as well. And so you kind of see how it affects everybody and really how special it is. And so that's what I love so much about Pride.
Jonathan Walsh, what does Pride mean to you?
So I think Pride, to me and to Berkeley, is really about showing how our people, our venue, our spaces are inclusive and welcoming to the community. So we love people, whoever you are, it doesn't really matter to us, and we'd be honored and happy to have any type of a ceremony held at our places. So we'd love to be involved with that, and, you know, during Pride and Business, when the whole Pride event's on, this is a great area. It's a lot of fun here. I mean, who wouldn't want to be a part of that?
Antoine, what did you want to say, honey?
I was involved. One of the things that roles that I played a few years ago was being the vice president of Pride Durham for 5 years. And I'm just talking here about a small Pride in a small town. We were part of the board that started the first ever Pride parade in Oshawa. And the importance of Pride to this day is this story. When somebody came up to me and hugged me crying and saying, on this corner is where I was beaten when I was a kid for being a fag, and now I am in a parade, that's the little things that, well, big things, that we forget that that's what Pride does to people's spirit. Mm-hmm. If that's
powerful.
Yeah, it's powerful.
Mm-hmm. I was actually having a conversation the other day with a wonderful pea flag mom. Oh. And she we had finished talking the business that we were trying to deal with at the time. And she just said, before I hung up the phone, she said, I just have to tell you one thing. Pride saved my daughter's life, and I could not be more thankful. And so we started talking, and I obviously started crying because I was an emotional mess.
We're all starting to talk.
Right, and
table.
She was just saying how her daughter had not, you'll read about this story later on our social media as we launch our People of Church Street campaign in the fall. But she just said, I hadn't seen my daughter smile in 4 years. I dropped my daughter off to her first Pride Festival, and I had never seen my daughter smile in 4 years, and she came home the happiest person I've ever seen. It was one of the most beautiful stories I've ever heard.
Wow. Wonderful. Powerful.
Yeah.
So we only have a few moments left. I want to go around the table and find out how people can find out more about your organizations. And Katie Mead, how can people find out about the Canadian Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce?
So easy. Online, it's cglcc.ca. We are undergoing a rebranding at the moment, but everything is there. We have an events page, information about the youth mentorship, of course, the supplier diversity program. So again, if you are a business owner and you are interested in learning about certification, please drop us a line. You could also contact me directly at katie@cglcc.ca, and I'm happy to hear from anyone. Thank you.
Sadisha?
So similar to Katie, we are also going through a rebranding and relaunch. It's a time of growth, I think, mm-hmm. everywhere. You can find us at oglcc.com. Mm-hmm. And we are also on Facebook and Twitter, not on Instagram yet. But if you search us in the next couple of weeks and days, you'll be seeing new content go up, as well as a finally long overdue refresher of the website.
And Nick and Danny Pride, what? PrideToronto.com.
You got it. PrideToronto.com. You can check out our app. It's available on the Google Store or the Apple Store.
Nice.
As well as you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, pretty much anything. we are everywhere. Pick up your Pride guides. They're available all throughout Church Street and some of the different resource centers, even on the different parts of the city. Just I always just say, get connected. I think that's the most important thing that I can give and the most important piece of advice. I think it's up to us what pride means. I think in the only way you're going to find out what pride means to you is by getting connected and finding out everything that's available.
Antoine El Hashem, how can people find out more about Inspired Media Inc. and all that you do?
Okay. Inspired Media Inc. .ca is the hub that takes you to all the different magazines and programs that we have. Mm-hmm. And then prideinbusiness.lgbt, we're going to mention that. Mm-hmm. That's where, as a business, you can get a booth, a table, you can register for different networking sessions, you can participate in panel discussions. As a consumer, you can also do the same and register to come and check out the LGBT-friendly businesses that are going to be at the event.
And finally, Jonathan Walsh, Marketing Manager of Berkeley Events. How can people find out more about Berkeley Events?
Well, best way probably is to go to www.berkeleyevents.com, and there are images and stories about all the types of events that we've held at Berkeley. We've had everybody from Apple to Game of Thrones. I mean, you name it. We have a same-sex marriage ceremony happening this weekend. So we do a lot of weddings at the Berkeley Bicycle Club too, and we do tons of weddings at the church. You probably already know someone that's already had a ceremony at the church. So really looking forward to it. Go check out the website, look at the pictures, read the stories, and if anyone wants to reach out to us, they can just drop us a line.
So finally, Antoine El Hashem, you helped create Pride in Business, evolve this. Ultimately, Antoine, people that come to Pride in Business, what do you want them to come away with ultimately?
Whoa, big question. We want them to learn. We want them to make connections. We want them to meet new people that could further their business and their business success. And we want to showcase how fantastic our city is for being a hub for LGBTQ-friendly businesses. And to support commerce and business in our city through celebrating Pride.
Can I add one thing?
You can.
And we want them to have a lot of fun.
We want them to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, so, don't forget.
What is anything without fun? Oh, right? Come on.
We also, I like, and here's the other thing. Make a memory. Like, go and talk to that stranger that you would never go up and talk to. Or if you see someone walking around that doesn't quite know where they are. Or if you go to an event and you see someone standing at the end of the bar and you're pretty much doing the exact same thing or on your phone. Just go up and talk to that person because you never know what that pride memory is going to end up being.
My God, I love
that. And you don't want to regret that, right? Like, it's life is too short, and we are here to support one another. And I think that at the end of the day, that's what's going to get us back to what was great.
I think it goes
well said, Danny.
Yeah, your pride motto this year, create a memory.
Create a memory.
Make a connection.
I love that.
Yeah.
Pride in Business, Thursday, June 21st, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Berkeley Bicycle Club, 504 Jarvis Street. Prideinbusiness.lgbt. LGBT. You can do that now?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I know. We were one of the first that jumped on
Prideinbusiness.lgbt. Check it out, everyone. Everyone, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Mark.
Great,
Mark.
Thank you so much for having us.
everyone. You're listening to Rainbow Country, CIUT's gay radio show, helping to give voice to the LGBT community. And as always, I am your tour guide through Rainbow Country. I'm Mark Tara. Get social, get interactive on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. The podcast for Rainbow Country is on iTunes, Podomatic.com, Google Play Music, and on Spotify. And don't forget, everything is hooked up at my website, marktara.com. Finally, I want to take this time to thank you for taking your time to be with me. Remember, we live in days of making dreams come true. So believe in yourself, and the world will believe in you.
Hi, I'm actor and burlesque performer Matthew Eldracker. You're listening to Rainbow Country with Mark Tara on CIUT 89.5 FM.